Well, it was not only a great weekend for great football, it was a great weekend starting off Friday for great basketball. And we've got Mr. Steve Courtney with Coach Tom Izzo, MSU basketball coach extraordinaire. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Dub. Hello again, my friends. Yeah, the challenge for the Spartans was like this. They're coming off the home loss to the Northwestern Wildcats. How would they respond? Well, the challenge was immense. They're at the Kohl Center Friday night to face number 8 Wisconsin, a ball club who had won 7 straight. Game gets underway. The Badgers would put up the first 8 points of the tilt, and then the Spartans would respond unbelievably. A 38-13 run, and they would get the 86-74 win. A complete team victory, you better believe it. Let's talk about it. Coach, how are you this morning?
Morning, Coach.
Guys, yeah, it was a heck of a way to start out an incredible weekend, especially being in the Cheesehead State there and, you know, with the Packers playing at home on Saturday. But it was a good win for us on Friday. Like you said, a good team win. We did it with pretty good defense. We did it with great rebounding. We turned it over 4 or 5 times at the beginning, and then we got those down to 8 the rest of the game. And I'd say played one of our more complete games. But they got 2 hellacious players, boy, I'll tell you that. The Davis and Davidson are good players. We made Davis work for his. Davidson hit some big threes late. I guess the game was kind of out of hand. But I don't know. As good as it was, I didn't get to watch them all. But I'm not sure the NFL has ever had a weekend like it had.
Oh, they haven't. Never. They haven't.
The best ever. No question about it. Road Dogs winning Road Dogs. 3 before last night with Kansas City getting that win. But anyway, back to your tilt there, Tom. I know there was a lot of focus put on the boards, and your team responds nicely at Wisconsin, out-rebounding the Badgers 39-20. Joey Hauser pacing away with 11. That was certainly a step in the right direction.
Well, it really was. You know, we said that to win big at any school, you got to be able to defend, rebound. And at our school, we defend, rebound, and run. And our running game was better. We got some quick baskets. But it's better if you defend and you rebound. So that was good. We shot an incredible percentage because we got good shots. And it was, I'll tell you, the place was, it was a prelude to the Packer game, because that place was hopping and there wasn't an empty seat anywhere. So it was a good win for us, but you know, like you see in a lot of teams around the country now, you win a game and then there's a letdown the next game. So we've got to make sure we don't let down, and winning or losing right now is important, really important. But what's really, really important is, are you constantly making progress in getting your team better? Sometimes that'll could even be in a loss. So we're just trying to work on getting better every day.
Well, once again, we see how resilient your team is, Tom. Obviously, you're up 42-26 at the half, playing some darn good defense in that first half, keeping the Badgers to 9-for-32 shooting. But you knew Wisconsin was going to have a run. They did. They cut it to 6, but every time they got close, you guys had a response.
Well, they did, and they cut it to 12 and 11, and you know, we get it back to 13 and down to 10 and 13, and then the one time they did get it down to 6 for a brief period, but I thought our free throw shooting was very good, our three-point shooting, and we didn't take a ton of them. In the second half, I think we turned the ball over 4 times, all or 5 times. All those things make a big difference in winning. So it was the right situation for us, but doesn't get any easier. You know, we go to Illinois today and play there tomorrow.
There was 10 Spartans making their way onto the score sheet, and a guy like Jaden Akins, 2-for-2 from three-point territory. You know, you're getting contributions from everybody. Malik Hall paces the way with 14 points, but Christy, Walker, Hogard, 12 points apiece. That's evenly distributed, isn't it?
Well, I think we're getting more play. You know, AJ's had his struggles, and you know, after some meetings and that, you know, he's done some of the things it takes to be great. He lost a lot of weight. He's doing that, but now he's got to get his game where he's playing under control, which did a magnificent job at that. I think we're, I mean, I like all of our freshmen right now. Pierre Brooks hasn't played, you know, lately, but he practiced pretty well. And Jaden Akins has been, you know, he's really good defensively, and he's starting to figure out what shots are his shots, and those inside out threes he can make. He's a great offensive rebounder, and Christie gets better as every day goes by. I think we did all that. Gabe Brown had one of his surprising 1-for-7 games, and yet, as we watched the tape and we graded it, he made a lot of great plays that nobody noticed. You know, defensively, he was really good. I think he had 6 or 7 rebounds. He did a lot of other things. And if we can keep doing that, I know Gabe will shoot the ball well. So we're getting better, you know, getting better.
As you mentioned, Coach, number 17, Illinois, they are up next. That will be a 7 o'clock tip tomorrow night. Illinois, interesting. They had rattled off 6 straight wins. On the downside right now, they've lost 2 straight coming off the loss Friday night to Maryland. But obviously, on the road, in the Big Ten, always a challenge.
Well, you know, we're running into this. You know, I don't think Marcus Bingham's been the same since COVID 3 weeks ago. And, you know, they lost Kofi Cockburn, their monster inside, to, you know, a little concussion thing. And he didn't play Friday. I think he'll be back, but who knows? I mean, it's what every team's running into. You know, when you play, is COVID there? Who's had it? Who's been out with it? Just because you're back, that doesn't mean you're totally back. So there's still going to be a lot of ups and downs, and that's why I think people got to really center on themselves. Are we getting better? Because we know what we have. We don't know what other teams have. And sometimes in the media and the fans, you know, maybe a team plays bad one night. Maybe you didn't realize they had 3 guys out, or they had 3 guys that have been sick. So it's a different time, guys, and we just got to keep taking it one game at a time. As
it is indeed. Coach, I know how much you love football. We all know how much because we talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
This was an incredible weekend, the first weekend in NFL playoff history in which all 4 games were decided on the final play of the game, with the first 3 coming on walk-off field goals and then the Chiefs winning on a touchdown in overtime. And we had, in the last 2 minutes of the Bills-Chiefs game, 3 lead changes, 1 tie, 25 points scored in the last 2 minutes.
Unreal.
And Allen and Mahomes combined for 3 pass touchdowns, 221 pass yards in the final 2 minutes. Which brings me to this, and I want your learned thought on this, Coach Tom Izzo, basketball coach extraordinaire, lover of football. The way that game went, it seemed to me to be a crime that the Kansas City Buffalo game would end based on the luck of a coin flip. I think that rule is ridiculous.
Overtime in the NFL is stupid.
It's unbelievable that the other team doesn't get to touch the ball. It all depended, after all of that unbelievable play, it came down to whoever won the flip as a 90% better chance of winning than the other team.
You know what? They said throughout that game, I watched the last 20 minutes, the last quarter, and they said, whoever has the ball last is going to win. And yet, I never thought of it like you just explained it. Isn't that funny? And I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, all that. You know what I also thought about there is you know, the Packers and the Bucks, 2 of these great quarterbacks, and Brady and Rodgers, you know, as they end their, getting close to the end of their career. And then you got 2 gunslingers like the 2 in that game, kind of at the beginning of their careers. And hopefully they can be the same kind of role models as Brady's been throughout his 45 years of existence here and his 20 some years as a quarterback. But, I did watch Mahone and Allen at the end of that game, and the class and the respect. Hopefully those guys are role models for the future, because I thought their performances, the way they handled it, the way they ended their interviews, was off the charts.
Well, and you throw Joe Burrow in the mix.
Let's change that coin flip. Hey, let's change that coin flip too. So Paul W. Czar for the NFL for the day. We're changing that coin flip.
Listen, I'd run the NFL for half. I'd run it for a quarter. I'd run it for 5% of what they play.
There you go. You'd still be making millions.
Millions. You'd just think they could come up with something more equitable, more fair, after such a fabulous game. Those guys play their
that
hearts
was
out.
The greatest point of this whole interview, and I think you deserve kudos. So Courtney and I will take the back seat to you on this athletic endeavor that you're going into, because I agree with you.
Beat no Illinois doubt. Tomorrow, Coach. I know you will.
Keep her going.
All right, or at least I hope you will.
There you go. That's better.
All right. Guys. Hey, take Coach, care. You like peanut butter?
Sir. I love peanut butter.
Crunchy or creamy?
Either one.
Oh, good. Okay. What about Lupe? What your wife? Crunchy or creamy?
She loves it, too. I think
either
she
way.
Likes creamy. She
creamy?
Likes creamy?
I'm a creamy guy.
I'm a dual guy.
You go both ways. I love that. And Steve?
I got to go crunchy.
See, most guys go crunchy.
Steve's a beer and a burger guy.
He puts peanut butter. No, he puts it on his burger. Everything's better with peanut butter and bacon. See you, Coach.
You guys are crazy.
Thanks, Coach.
Bye. Coach Tom Izzo, MSU basketball coach extraordinaire. Mr. Steve Courtney, the ringleader. I think tip-off, you said, is 8, but to game-time broadcast here is 5 o'clock tomorrow?
No, the tip tomorrow night in Champaign-Urbana is 7 o'clock. Pre-game is 6.
Okay, so we go on at 6. Let me just correct that on my list here. WJR broadcast time 6 o'clock tomorrow here on the voice of all good things Spartan related. Thanks, Stevie.
All right, Dub. Have a great day.